ExxonMobil made $8.4 billion in profits in the first 3 months of this year. That is profits, not revenue. Exxon released its first quarter earnings today. It was the biggest first quarter profit ever for the company, eclipsed only by the quarter before, where the company made more than $10 billion.
Exxon's windfall comes at a time when consumers are paying near record prices for gas. For another take on oil profits and rising gas prices, we go to someone who has followed the industry for many years.
Barbara Shook is an analyst with the Energy Intelligence Group, and she joins us now from Houston. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Always a privilege to be on.
Well, people listening to this are going to be pretty angry. Here they are paying a lot of money at the gas pump these days, while the oil companies are raking in billions of dollars. Do you think their anger is justified?
No, I do not. This is an example of capitalism at work. Market has a huge demand. The companies are working full out to supply that demand. Then you've got other factors that the companies have no control over, which is rising demand by people driving what I call urban assault vehicles that get about 7 miles per gallon if the driver has a light foot. So you just have a lot of factors figuring in that I don't believe add up to windfall or unfair profits. If you read into the text of Exxon's earnings, you'll see that they increased their investment in future oil and gas production projects by about 41% over the same quarter last year. They are out there looking. So are many of the other oil companies. But Exxon does not set oil prices. ConocoPhillips does not set oil prices. Oil prices are set these days largely by huge institutional funds that, in my opinion, are doing nothing but playing a high-stakes video game on the New York Mercantile Exchange.
So you're saying that it's actually traders who are speculating who are driving up these oil prices?
That is one factor. Another factor that we cannot overlook is what's known as geopolitical influences, or I heard one expert this week at a conference in Calgary describe as the fear factor. And their calculations of the dollar figure ranged from as low as $25 of the $75 oil's now trading for to as much as $40. And that fundamentals in the market, absent the fear factor and the speculatory factor, would be somewhere in the $30 to $40 per barrel range. Those are the prices that would be supported by underlying market fundamentals of supply and demand.
Well, still, you've got Congress investigating whether or not oil companies may have been price gouging, investigating whether or not they should roll back some tax advantages. You've got a boycott being called against ExxonMobil. So there is a lot of anger and a lot of frustration being focused on the oil companies.
Well, it's misplaced. I've been watching Congress go through these kinds of exercises now for more than 30 years, which tells you that I've been able to read for a long time, and we won't go into my specific age. But I have yet to see Congress find a single barrel of oil or gallon of gasoline through all of the verbal exercises that they go through. And a major complaint I have against the president is I have yet to hear the word conservation escape from his lips. And one thing that is true, ever since Adam Smith defined it 300 years ago about the capitalist system, is too much supply will reduce the price of the product. Too much demand will raise the price of the product. If people are complaining about having to spend $150, $200 to fill up their Hummers, well, they made a capitalistic decision when they elected to buy a fuel-inefficient vehicle.
Barbara Shook, thank you.
You're welcome.
Barbara Shook is the Houston Bureau Chief of the Energy Intelligence Group that analyzes the international energy market. And thanks again, Barbara.
Thanks for the opportunity.